Big news, air horns. Happy belated birthday to Britney Spears, turning a hot 39 years old.
Hell yeah.
39 years old, going strong and stronger. You know, literally her song. apparently she released unreleased song for her birthday. Like,
oh, shit.
Never heard before song. I didn't hear it. I haven't clicked on it.
Yeah, I need to go find it.
Because here we are.
I do have a song by Britney on my top songs on Spotify Wrapped.
I should have a song by Britney on my top five. I should, because I've been listening to a Toxic remix every day. Anytime I pick up my Switch. So here's the thing. Anytime I play Smash Bros. And I'm losing, mm-hmm. I play that song. And that's like the ultimate power-up song. I fuck people up when Britney starts playing.
God. It's
I've won sets.
The song is Make Me, the one featuring G-Eazy.
Oh, no. G-Eazy's garbage. I'm not proud. Get out of here, Catherine.
Something about that song. I just like that song. Fuck G-Eazy, but like, I don't know. I just like that song, okay?
I
discovered it in January, so it was one of those songs that like I listened to hardcore in January, and then it just kind of was in my song library and kept coming up.
I can find the fucking song, dude.
It wasn't high in my top songs, but it was in my top 100.
Oh my god. I can find the song. Please give me a sec. And I promise you, I think I've shown you the song. If anyone else listens to it, it is the greatest song I've ever heard by her. It's one of them. Did I skip it? Where the fuck is it? Dude, it's like my power-up song. Like, when people, you know, like, in an anime, when, like, the hero is, like, about to be counted out and, like, their, like, OP theme starts coming in?
Mm-hmm.
This is my theme.
Oh, my God.
So, it's Toxic by Armin van Helden remix. The song is 7.5 minutes long. Jesus. It is 100% worth it.
That
you have
sound
no
like
idea
some anime shit.
This shit slaps. I cannot express that enough. Speaking of slappers, Miley Cyrus dropping a new hot album. It's really good. Really good. Strong 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10. Really good. Anyone calling it a masterpiece is high-level dick riding. Like, I think this is a really good Miley album, and I do not say that frequently or ever.
Yeah.
So like, this is
I don't really want to hype up Miley that much, but...
If you love the 80s and you don't want to go back in time, here's the album. It is a really good album. My favorite thing about this is I think my theory about this album is that someone told her that she sounds like Stevie Nicks and then proceeded to make this fucking album.
That checks out, actually.
I think that's what happened. I'm not wrong.
Mm-hmm. I like this better for her character arc than, like, you know, some of the past things she's done, so.
Oh, my God.
But we're not going to get into that today.
Dude. Oh, my God. It is. We lived through that. I don't know how we made it through.
God, I remember everything from the start of Hannah Montana all the way to where we are now.
I think it was easier to live through COVID than live through Miley's trap phase. That was arduous.
That was awful.
That was rough. Speaking of rough, big rest in peace. Play some sad music. Radio Disney and Radio Disney Country will shut down in 2021.
Why did I not realize they were still existing?
I did not know they were still a fucking thing. That's crazy to me. All right, whatever. Speaking of whatever, I guess we should... No! Before I segue. I almost segued before I forgot one thing.
You just gave us a segue spoiler. Come on.
Dude, almost, man. Well, it's going to change now that I have to interrupt myself. Thank you for the ratings, the new ratings on Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Why did I say iTunes? It's very 2000s. Apple Podcasts. I'm not prepared, guys. Apple Podcasts, we got some new ratings. Pretty hype. You know, hype music.
We did? What
yeah,
were
we
they?
Did.
What were they?
No, they were just 5-star reviews. Oh, like, 5-star ratings. We didn't get any reviews.
So
just
every time when you're just like, rate us 5 stars, someone was like, yeah.
It happens. Thank you for listening to our Lady Gaga episode. That's like the most poppin' episode we have for the past month. That shit is blowing up the charts, Catherine. And even my friend,
I think
apparently,
it was a solid episode.
It was an amazing episode. Yeah. I learned a lot.
Yeah,
I learned
me
a lot.
Too. I learned a lot.
I learned way too much about my friend.
I was able to pull out some of the information today when I was talking about my coworker to my coworker about Lady Gaga, because apparently she's also a huge Lady Gaga fan and has gone as her for Halloween multiple times.
Holy shit! I mean, that is an array of choices.
I
want to
know
costume.
What look she went for.
Do we just have a Lady Gaga theme party and you have to pick one outfit?
Actually,
era.
That would be genius. What if everyone showed up in the meat dress? It would smell awful.
But we'd have so much food, though. We'd have so much food.
We would eat well that night.
I know. We would eat quite well. Just all pour all the brisket off my body. Just rip it off. I'm going as Joanne. Very chic, sleek, big pink blazer, the pants, the hat. I want it all.
That was actually such a look, though.
It's just.
I want to go as when she came in the egg. When she showed up in the egg.
Shut up.
That's how I would go.
Oh my God.
I would just sit in an egg.
I'm just going to put you in a tote bag, in like a giant bag, and just carry you in.
I can work with that.
And we'll just, just hatch.
They'll get the idea.
So thank you for the reviews, ratings, all that good jazz. We appreciate you guys reviewing us and rating us. It means a lot. Right, Catherine?
So much, yes.
This is the most committed I will be to anything aside from my relationship.
Actually, yeah.
This is it. I have not been very creative this past quarantine pandemic, but this is the one thing I can like kind of commit to. Because we do not do this every week. This is we should record. we should do something.
It's like, oh hey, remember that podcast we have?
Oh shit. This is a big reminder, like, oh, we actually do a thing. And people
listen
to it.
Yeah, we do a thing, and, like, it affects other people because
people listen to us. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, my shout out to Christian down Langley Park for us being their number one podcast that they listen to.
Yay.
Shout out to you, Playboy.
That's 2 years
I'll buy you
in
a
six
pack. 2 years in a row, Playby. I will buy you some beer next time I see you, if I ever see you. That's about it for news. What is annoying Catherine this week?
I'm going to go with poinsettias because
look at my face.
So I work at a nursery, right? And now that it's Christmas time, my entire job is just Christmas trees and poinsettias. And that's it. That is it. That is all I do all day. I spend hours unwrapping poinsettias and then hours watering poinsettias and hours throwing away poinsettias, and I'm just so tired. Did you know poinsettias are super toxic and can't survive in under 50 degree weather? Don't buy poinsettias. They're not worth it. Yeah.
You know what else is toxic? Talking about the 2000s.
Therefore, our podcast is toxic.
I'm back, baby. Back with the segues.
Great.
So
great
good.
Segue, Jason. It was.
I did not know poinsettias were toxic, though.
Yeah, they're part of the Euphorbia family, and euphorbias are toxic. And
the Euphorbia family coming out today?
Euphorbia,
today?
But close.
Euphorbia.
Yes. The sap is also a skin irritant to many people, so you have to be careful if it breaks because it irritates a lot of people's skin.
What knowledge?
It's also really messy because the sap is like a solid white.
Ew.
Yeah, it's like milky.
Oh God, we are here to talk about the immortal Neopets because they won't fucking die. I'm almost 30 and they're still going, man.
Yep.
This is Neopets are like that 80s rock band your dad loves and is still touring. Mm-hmm. shout out to Def Leppard. Catherine, what the fuck is Neopets? Because I made one for the show. I made one for this podcast. I have not done anything with it. My Neopet name is Brochacho. Brochacho 90.
Of course.
Follow me.
Did you name your Neopet?
That's it.
Wait, like, is Brochacho your username or the name of the Neopet?
My username is for the podcast.
Oh, right.
_2000.
Nice.
And then my actual pet is Bro Chacho. Okay. I made him, he kind of looks like a furrier Charmander. So I was like, this is the energy I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Fire.
They give you a lot of options, which is cool. Yeah.
They do give you options, which is very interesting. And
it's like a variety of styles. You can pick something that looks more like intense or something like cute or.
Exactly. You know. I went for the intense route.
Mm-hmm. That's you. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I thought that was my energy, and I thought that really encapsulated what I'm feeling. And I was like, I want to be a fiery dog. That's what I want to be. Yeah, so what the fuck is Neopets? Like, is...
It's kind of in the same family of, like, Club Penguin and Webkinz and...
oh, man.
Do you remember, do you remember Millsbury?
I do remember Millsbury.
Because I was a huge Millsbury bitch. I played the shit out of that game. And when it
closed, I could see it.
I was so sad. But it's like kind of in the same family of those where it's like you kind of create like a little character or like a pet, whatever. And then you can kind of decorate your house and dress up your pet and then and play games and earn money. And it was basically just another of the many simulation type online games that were out around that time.
Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing. Theirs was a little more like, theirs was another one. I want to say it's like Club Penguin and
maybe. Yeah, this feels like Club Penguin.
Yeah, but theirs was less of like, you can't like have them walk around. Like there was no animation aside from in the games.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a lot more like, you know, navigating to stuff. They had like a whole marketplace with shops where you could buy stuff. They had a soup kitchen. So if you had no money but your pet was starving to death, you could go to the soup kitchen and get free soup. But there was like a limit to how often you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
But all you'd really have to do, I think, to get money was to like play games, that kind of thing, if I'm remembering correctly.
This is wild, man.
So that's basically what it was. It was like a little simulation game with a bunch of mini games that you could play, but there was no like one real goal. You just sort of played, you know. And you could have multiple pets. It wouldn't just be one. You could have like a whole collection. And what? I remember at points I had like a ton of them because I think you can like adopt them from like the pound, and you can also give them away.
They have a pound?
Yeah, they have a pound.
Holy shit.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like adopt new animals and stuff like that. So
that's crazy. Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Yeah, this kind of feels like Animal Crossing a little bit. This kind of feels like The Sims or like Club Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like I just remember my friend. I had a friend in high school that would still play this, and I just was so confused of like, what the fuck is Neopets? Mm-hmm.
Like, I played it, but I wouldn't say it's the number one game I played back then.
Like, I don't... Like, so what is the goal? I wish I had planned this, that we could meet someone who has, like, the highest, the god-tier Neopet.
I think if the goal would be kind of the same as it would be with, like, Webkinz or Club Penguin, where it's like, there's no real, like...
I cannot say Club Penguin.
Win the
like,
game.
I'm gonna fuck that up.
It's not like win the game or whatever. It's basically just like everyone wants to have the biggest, coolest house and the most.
Everyone
money.
Wants to have the biggest and dick in Neopets.
And you can try and get like high scores on the games and stuff like that.
Oh man. So. Yeah, this is wild. There's a funny story. I was just reading that in 2015. The chat filters were broken, and so people just began to spam like all the bad words and porn.
Yeah,
it's just terrible, man. Children play this.
Yeah,
but I'm like, do children still play this, or is it people our age from our generation?
I think it's mostly people our age because I feel like kids nowadays are like playing iPhone games and
it's just,
you know, they're on TikTok. You know,
they're literally on TikTok. Like why? Neopets will have a TikTok. Like,
yeah, like all the 12-year-olds are on TikTok. They're not on like Club Penguin anymore.
Exactly.
Because I feel like also a lot of the games that in our generation were so huge, you'd go back to it now and even how they still are now, and it feels extremely dated, especially Neopets. It honestly has not changed at all to the point where
my computer
can't currently run it because I don't have like the Flash plugin or whatever.
Oh,
you know?
My God.
Like it really hasn't aged at all. They haven't updated it with the times. So it does look like an extremely dated website. I don't know if it's really been maintained much at all.
It's, and I think it still looks the same.
Barely functions.
It's, yeah, it still looks the same as I remember it. Just like the same font, the same, all the same fonts, like the same energy, honestly. And it's, I really don't know what the fuck, where have they plateaued? Like, where is there still to go? Is there some hidden realm in Neo world?
I think that they just don't really make any money. Therefore,
I think honestly,
therefore they just aren't putting any money into it. So I think it's just sort of existing until it's eventually going to get shut down. Because there, I mean, people I think do still technically play it, but it's not widespread at all. And again, it's mostly I think people from our generation who are like, oh, remember Neopets? That's crazy.
And then we move on to drink our beer.
Exactly.
But I'm just like, I don't know. It's kind of interesting because I'm like, people are sort of using this. People start playing. Like, who is still committed to keeping their Neopets alive and like strong? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really wondering who's got like, out of all the years of their lives, like that 1 hour or two of your day, you're just like, my Neopet has got a munch. I got to adopt. I got to go to the pound. You know. Yeah. Is there an app? Is there a Neopets app?
Actually, I do think I saw there that there is a beta. So there is a lot of betas on this shit. App. Let me see if I can download it. Check it out.
Oh, no.
Because if so, I know what I'm doing for the rest of the night. I'm just kidding. I already have plans.
Get out of here, man. It's terrible. Get the fuck out of here, man.
You know what I'm actually... You know what my plans are tonight? They're actually very 2000s related.
Oh, no. What are you doing?
I'm watching Bad Girls Club with Jackie.
She, like, tries so hard to be one, and it's just like, you're not going to be on the show. You're not going to be on the show,
is
Jackie.
Is the show still going on?
I don't know how Bad Girls Club is doing in, like, the PC era.
Update Tamagotchi. Like, there is an app for Tamagotchi. My Tamagotchi forever.
I think it ended 3 years ago.
What, the Tamagotchi?
No, Bad Girls Club.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that ended 3 years ago, for good reason, honestly, because it's the spinoffs, Bad Girls All Star Battle. Love why is Bad Girls Club not a video game? This would be a competitive fighting game, just like all the bad girls you want, and you have to fight like Street Fighter in an arcade. Mm-hmm. They would make millions.
All right, so I pulled up Neopets to see other stuff you could do. But yeah, it was like also a community, so you could make friends and stuff like that.
It's creepy.
You could do auctions, trade stuff. Like when I say like you could have friends and stuff on here, it's not like there was like an instant messaging system, but. Like, if you had friends, you could add them just, like, in any game that exists ever. So. Mm-hmm.
I don't... Yeah. This is crazy. I feel like they should have, like... I feel like instead of just being online, they should have gone onto, like, a platform. Or, like, they should have gone onto, like, a console. You know, for, like, a few bucks. You know? You get the... play a Neopet adventure. I feel like they missed out on so many opportunities. Like the world evolved and they were just still Neopets, the website.
Right. I'm just not sure if they necessarily, like, if there is anyone who cared enough to try and make sure it survived, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, yeah.
So, or even someone with a business sense, you know, like, it's...
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it hasn't changed. I don't think there's anyone out there who's trying to make Neopets a better, more successful place. I think they're just sort of like, we made Neopets.
That one guy is like really out here. It's just like, we need to save Neopets. I don't know. I feel like there's just so many. You know what they should do? They should run a cross marketing campaign with the new Matrix movie and just have Keanu advertise Neopets.
Yeah, seems legit.
Marketing genius, like. Mm-hmm. Keanu Pets, and it's just him. You get to play with him in Neopets, get to compete against Keanu, and it's John Wick. Honestly, it's kind of genius, if I do say so myself. If I do say so myself. yeah, I mean, I am a novice. I know nothing of Neopets, but it's like, I don't know. It just seemed kind of sad. Usually we would like to be happy about the things on the 2000s podcast, but it's like, mm-hmm. Neopets kind of died. Yeah. It's still going. It's very much an old dog mm-hmm. that you cannot euthanize because you love it so much.
Yeah.
And somehow
it's a little bit like nu metal.
It
definitely died a little.
You know, but I think it's coming back. Yeah. You know,
Neopets, I don't think it's coming back.
It's not coming back. They were bought out by a Chinese company, but so I could see this like blowing up in China. I could see how they're still alive. Like yeah, I could see people in China like loving Neopets. And yeah. They just like everyone. It's a billion people. Mm-hmm. If half a billion people have Neopets, you're good for a while. Mm-hmm. And like little microtransactions, people love it. Like yeah. people obsessed with that.
Right.
You know, like I could do that.
I think part of what made Neopets successful over like all of the millions of all the other like very iconic games of this time is that, like I said a little bit with picking out the characters, is that Neopets is a very diverse game in the sense that like it gives you a lot of options, and if you're someone who likes the really cutesy mm-hmm. look, you can do that and you can play yeah. cute little fun games. If you're a nerd, you can pick and you know some nerd shit, you know.
Nerd gang.
If you know you're a little darker, you're a little more intense. You can pick something.
If you're a Scorpio, you could totally yeah,
and
play
then,
this.
And then like with Webkinz, is cutesy, right? Club Penguin, it's just straight penguins. There's one look. Neopets, you could do a few more looks, so you had a little more wiggle room. It was a little more neutral in the sense of that. Mm-hmm. I think it was a game that like. Girls and boys could play equally versus, you know.
Totally true. Big question. Mm-hmm. This is the big question on everyone's mind. Was this meant to be a dating site for furries?
Okay, so I had this thought when I was going back. I'm like, damn, this is some furry shit. That being said, I do think that this game was very popular before being a furry was like a thing. You know what I mean? Like, what I think is that this game was probably the game that all the furries played.
I need to put my browser
in
private.
But it was before, like, furries were, like, a community. You know what I mean? It was before they found each other. This was the... It was the beginnings.
All right. I have a time of when furry fandom mm-hmm. had begun. According to fandom historian... Furry fandom. Mm-hmm. According to fandom historian Fred Patton, the concept of furry originated at a science fiction convention in 1980 when a character drawing from Steve Galachi's Albedo Anthropomorphic started a discussion of anthropomorphic characters in science fiction novels. I do not want to go down this rabbit hole.
See, the thing is, I think Neopets is to furries to like... what Taylor Swift is to like gay people. They listened to a lot of it before they realized they were gay. You know what I mean? Like, it's what you listen to before you like come out.
All right. Is Taylor Swift the gateway? Is she the gateway drug into being
Find
holy
a gay
shit?
Person that didn't listen to Taylor Swift when they were closeted.
Hold on,
just try.
Hold on.
I don't know any.
Well, let me go through my phone book.
When I say gay people, I mean particularly like girls who like girls.
Who do I call? I have a plethora of people.
Think about it though. Think of the ones you know. Think of the people you know. Did they listen to Taylor Swift before they like knew they were gay?
My mind is kind of blown right now.
Right.
Hold on. Let me go through this. Okay. Yeah, definitely. I'm at the L's right now. Shout out to Logan. Oh my god. Yeah.
Let's see, am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. I don't think you're wrong.
So that's kind of what I mean though, is like it's the I think furries were drawn to it, but it wasn't necessarily a furry thing. You see what I mean?
Yes. I'm kind of mind blown right now. I never thought of that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Taylor Swift is like the gateway drug into realizing, holy shit, I like
it's girls. Something I subconsciously knew, and then it just took one person to say it on TikTok for me to be like, oh my god, yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Do you think it's like when they saw the, what's that music video? The one where like her and like that other guy, like her neighbor, like writing messages to each other.
Oh, it's what like, about like that one? Early.
Do you think it's like in their mind, in your mind, that when you watch it and you see her chasing after this dude or like wanting this dude to want her, in the background, there was a lesbian saying, why don't you want me?
Oh, for sure.
That story is happening in the back of the music video.
For sure.
That if we go back and look at it, there's that one, there's Amy right there being so bummed.
But like, think about it. For a straight woman, Taylor Swift is awfully gay. I'm just saying. You know, there are actually conspiracy theories out there that she is not as straight as she claims.
Dude, I mean, I can believe it at this point. Right. Because all the men have failed in her life.
They're not saying she's a lesbian. They're just saying that, like, she's just not as straight as she thinks she is.
If all the men have failed in your life, you got to go on the other side. Mm-hmm. You got to.
That's what I did.
You got to try it.
I'm like, I have bad taste. No, that's not it.
You just have to wake up and be like, I think I'm going to go over there.
Yeah.
Let me try this. It worked out for Kristen Stewart. It worked out.
It's true.
So.
Good for her.
Anything can happen.
Did you watch Happiest Season?
We can talk about that after the podcast.
Okay. Because I did.
We can talk about that. I saw bits and pieces because Karina was watching it, and I was kind of half-assed watching it. Mm-hmm. I think it was eating or was trying to do the dishes. Mm-hmm. So I was like kind of half-assed, kind of watching it. But
you're
I understand
a lie for doing that.
I understand the gist. Go fuck yourself. I understand the gist. Gay or straight, it is still a Christmas movie at the end of the fucking day.
Yeah.
It is still a Christmas movie, and we know where this is going.
Yeah, obviously. But that's what I want. I just want a Christmas movie, but make it gay. I love Christmas movies.
All right, Neopets. 1 out of 10, do I recommend? Probably not.
You didn't play.
I didn't play it. I can't recommend it.
You didn't do anything to the game. Of course you don't recommend it.
Of course. I can't recommend what I...
You don't get to recommend it.
That's why I said I don't recommend.
Like, I can't be like, oh, yeah, I heard about the Miley album. I haven't listened to it, but I heard about it. 2 out of 10. It was eh. Like, you can't...
I can't recommend because I've never really experienced it. Is my correct thing to say?
Yeah, so it'd be like not applicable, not
an A,
not one
A.
out of ten,
an A.
Honestly, A. I don't remember it that well. I think in the year 2020, I would not recommend it because, like I said, the website is barely functional. At least with my browser, I tried two different browsers; it didn't work on either.
They're really keeping it alive.
Yeah.
It's still alive.
I don't know if I could recommend it today in this year, but if they made it a mobile app, I would be all over that. And also, if you were a preteen in the 2000s, I would absolutely recommend it because I enjoyed it. It wasn't the number one game I played. I say I'd probably played Millsbury and Webkinz more. But I did play it a lot, especially before Webkinz
began. Why don't we just work for their marketing team?
Their R&D team. Web design before they need some marketing.
We have amazing concepts here, just like Matrix 4 app. You know, just so many ideas. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift, like she's re-recording. You could just input that into the fucking game.
Have you tried paying royalties for Taylor Swift before?
No, I'm not going down that road.
She's one whose music is never going to be at our podcast.
It won't even go to her anyway. You know, it's going to go to Scooter Braun.
Exactly,
so.
More reason to never do that.
Yeah, I know. She's not getting anything. We can talk about it after. There's so much to talk about. But, Neopets, that was kind of a ride. Yeah, I don't not wish I experienced it, but I wish I knew more about it because, yeah. You know.
Well, if the mobile app comes out, I'll let you know.
Yeah, I think a better mobile app. Apparently, in early 2019, Jumpstart announced that they were making a full mobile-friendly Neopets app.
Nice.
It was scheduled to launch in summer of 2019. And then there is now works of an animated Neopets series.
Oh, interesting.
And will be aired next year. Because
they do actually have a lot of lore. Like, they have an entire world with like, that's what all it these seems different like. Areas that are all very different. Like, they have, like, some legit lore into
that's
it.
What it seems like. I there never is some got story. Into the lore.
I couldn't really tell you what it is, but...
Honestly, it could launch more fandom like My Little Pony.
Yeah.
You know, it could reignite this entire franchise, you know.
For sure.
It could save Neopets.
Yeah.
2021 could be the new era mm-hmm. of Neopets.
Because it was an interesting game. Like I said, there were a lot of layers to it.
Yeah.
And even the games. I mean, they have a game called Stock Market. Like, you could play the stock market. And then, like, like gambling games and stuff like that. But then they also had, like... you know, extreme herding where you would try and herd a bunch of sheep, and then they'd have like adventure games where you'd have to like defeat evil and like things like that. And so, you know, there was a huge
defeat the sheep herders
variety, you know, with like all the different animals and characters and creatures and yeah. And you could even like sort the games by world that they came from and, you know, things like that. So
wild.
There is someone whoever like created like the concept and everything was probably a writer because they did some world building
and a furry possibly mm-hmm. possibly a furry
possibly both.
So that's it for that. The fuck is that noise?
On my side?
Yeah,
I think there's like a plane or a helicopter or something above. Might be
sick. Oh, man. All right, we're out of here.
All right.
A Simple Life to end the year.
Yeah,
I'm very excited. Amazing. All right, bye.